It is 5 o'clock, WRCO FM, Richland Center, Wisconsin. It is 12 degrees.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. No Nippon Steel-U.S. Steel merger. In its Friday editions, the Washington Post reports President Biden has decided to block Nippon Steel from buying U.S. Steel. A presidential finding on this expected as soon as Friday, the steelmakers vowing to sue. Federal investigators are rifling through Shamsuddin Jabbar's devices, looking for clues in the New Year's night truck attack in New Orleans.
Born and raised in Texas, Jabbar spent more than a decade in the military, in HR and IT roles, but in recent years had been divorced at least three times and was facing financial challenges, drained of child support for his three children. Just hours before the attack, the FBI says Jabbar posted videos to Facebook where he openly discussed killing members of his own family, but apparently deciding that was not a big enough political statement.
ABC's Pierre Thomas. A single-engine airplane crashed into the roof of a warehouse in Fullerton, California. Two people killed, 19 hurt. This is ABC News. New York City had some mayhem of its own. 10 people shot and wounded Wednesday. Police, as many as four gunmen, opened fire on a group of people lined up outside a music hall New Year's night. Police Chief of Patrol Philip Rivera says the gunshot wounds were all non-life-threatening.
There's zero tolerance for these senseless shootings, these horrible acts of violence on our streets. And those responsible for this crime will be apprehended and brought to justice.
President Biden bestowed the Presidential Citizens Medal on 20 individuals who've performed exemplary deeds of service, the White House says.
On the list, former Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney, who served as vice chair of the January 6th committee. The White House announcing the award says Cheney used her voice and reached across the aisle to defend American ideals of freedom, dignity, and decency. The president will also honor other former lawmakers and advocates and experts in law, health care, and education.
ABC's Karen Travis. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Thanks to the Schultz Mortgage Team for sponsoring WRCO Hometown Weather Watch. Call 608-738-8765 to learn how you can buy a home with less than 20% down.
Partly sunny, breezy, and cold today, a high of 20. Northwest winds at 10 to 20. Tonight, partly cloudy to clear and very cold, a low of 4. Saturday, sunshine to partly cloudy and brisk, a high of 17. Saturday night, some high clouds and frigid, a low down to 3. Sunday, filtered sunshine and remaining cold, a high of 19. East to northeast winds right now at 5 miles per hour, following a midnight reading of 19. It is 11 currently in Richland Center. Today is Friday, January 3rd. As we get set for the day in southwest Wisconsin and to set the stage, the Light in the Milk House show is next. But right now it is time to officially begin the broadcast day.
Oh, say can you. So proudly we hail at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets rock along, the bombs bursting in air, gave
I'm listening to a radio station where the mighty host of heaven sing. Turn your radio on, turn your radio on. If you want to hear the songs of Zion coming from the land of endless day, get in touch with God,
get in touch with God.
Turn your radio on, turn your radio on.
Oh yes, turn your radio on.
And listen to the music in the air. Turn your radio on.
Oh yes, turn your radio on.
Heaven's glory share. Turn the lights down low. Touch with God.
Get in touch with God.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on. And listen to the music in the air. Turn your radio on. Heaven's glory share. Turn your lights down low.
Turn your lights down low.
And listen to the Master's radio. Get in touch with God.
Get in touch with God.
Turn your radio on.
We start the day in a positive way with the Elmer Childress family and Turn Your Radio On. Before that, our national anthem sung by Carrie Underwood. And here we are together again, friends. It's time to get together on a Friday, which seems like Tuesday, but that's the way it goes when you have a holiday in the middle of the week. So, yeah, we're just getting started the weekend. Ooh, guess what? We got a weekend coming up. All right. Anyway, we have some things to tell you about, some sports scores from last night, details on a Bucks loss at home to the Brooklyn Nets. More on that a little bit later on. Right now, Martina McBride. I beg your pardon. I never promised you Rose Garden. It's January.
I beg your pardon.
One thing I want you to do. till my heart stands still, I will love you. I'll always take care of you. Your friends may turn you down, but I'll still see you through. I'll be by your side, no matter what you do. If you're all alone and feeling blue, I'll always take care of you.
Pierce on WRCO, and I'll always take care of you. There are a couple of blood drives going on today, sponsored by the Red Cross, from 11:30 until 5:30 at Christ Lutheran Church in Spring Green, and from 12:30 until 5:30 at Arena Fire and EMS Station. Appointments are preferred by visiting redcrossblood.org or by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS. Those reminders from WRCO's community calendar. Sports scores coming up here in just a little bit today. First of all, a story for all you kids. This is Walter Brennan.
How old was I when I first seen old Rivers? I can't remember when he wandered around. Well, that old fella did a heap of work. Spent his whole life walking plowed ground. He had a one-room shack not far from us, and well, we was about as poor as him. He had one old mule he called Midnight, and I trailed along after them. He used to plow them rows straight and deep, and I'd come along there behind, busting up clods with my own bare feet. Old Rivers was a friend of mine. The sun would get high and that mule would work, and old Rivers would finally say, whoa. He'd wipe his brow and lean back in the reins and talk about a place he's gonna go. He'd say, one of these days, I'm gonna climb that mountain, walk up there among them clouds where the cotton's high and the corns are growing and there ain't no fields to plow. I got a letter today from the folks back home, and they're all fine, crops is dry. Down near them end, Mom said, son, you know old Rivers died. Sitting here now in this new plowed earth, trying to find me a little shade. With the sun beating down across the fields, I see that mule, old Rivers, and me. Now one of these days, I'm gonna climb that mountain, walk up there among them clouds where the cotton's high and the corns are growing and there ain't no fields to plow. The the sun beating down across the fields I see. That mule, old Rivers, and me.
Your favorite meals, your favorite station, Richland Family Restaurant and WRCO Studios.
Meyer Oil and LP wishes their customers a joyful holiday season. They're grateful for the trust and support shown throughout the year and look forward to serving everyone in the new year.
Sunshine and Giggles has the philosophy that children learn through play. Sunshine and Giggles staff will strive to develop a stimulating, inviting classroom atmosphere in which children are free to explore and learn at their own pace. Sunshine and Giggles Child Care Center is now enrolling children 6 weeks to 12 years. For more information, please call 608-649-5501. Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local, family-owned, award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together, let's drive.
Good morning. It is time for an update on sports, courtesy of the WRCO Sports Boosters. Last night in boys basketball, Richland Center over River Valley, 61-52. Lancaster, 59. Dodgeville, 55. Platteville, 71. Prairie du Chien, 27. It was Riverdale getting the win against Lafarge, 65-45. Seneca, 64. Kickapoo, 51. And Ithaca over Wazika Steuben, 46-35. Girls basketball, Blackhawk got the win against Highland, 54-40. Luther over Cashton, 59-37. Cuba City beat Belleville, 61-46 as well. On the state scene, Giannis Antetokounmpo didn't want to talk about the latest record that the Bucks star added to his collection. The two-time MVP instead was focused on figuring how the Bucks could stop the recent pattern of making things tough on themselves. They fell behind by 24 before nearly coming all the way back in a 113-110 loss to the Brooklyn Nets. Giannis has scored at least 20 points while shooting at least 50% in an NBA record 26 straight games. Indiana over Miami, 128-115. Boston, 118. Minnesota, 115. Elsewhere in the NBA hardwoods, Oklahoma City over the Clippers, 116-98. Golden State, 139. Philadelphia, 105. And the Lakers over Portland, 114-106. From college football yesterday, it was Notre Dame over Georgia, 23-10. Mississippi beat Duke, 52-20. And Illinois was a winner in college basketball over Oregon, 109-77. Purdue over Minnesota, 81-61. The Badgers get back to action this evening in Big Ten play. Marquette also will be hosting Creighton in Friday night college basketball. And that is an update on Friday Morning Sports.
Richards Insurance. See the people you can trust at Richards Insurance, your independent insurance agency serving all of southwest Wisconsin. Richland Electric Cooperative is proud to offer many services to its members and area residents. Richland Electric Co-op is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. And Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Call them for a free estimate on a new high-efficiency Carrier gas furnace. Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. 647-5500.
Oh, it's so good to have you along as we play some songs to warm you up a little bit, perhaps, today. It's 11 above. We're headed toward a high of 20 later today with partly sunny conditions. Right now, it is aerobic polka time. There we go.
Higher than a kite, hand me down my soup and fish. I am gonna get my wish. Whoop-de-doing it tonight. When there's a trombone playing, rap-da-da-da-da, I get a thrill. I always will. When there's a concertina stretching out a mile, I always smile, 'cause that's my style. When there's a fiddle in the middle, or it really is a fiddle, how he plays the tune so sweet. Plays the tune so sweet that I could die. Lead me to the floor and hear me yell for more, 'cause I'm a hoop-de-doo-man kind of guy.
That's the Aerobic Polka, Myron Florin and the band this morning here on WRCO Radio. It is 23 minutes after 5 o'clock. Farm news and markets coming up in just a little bit. Right now, Charlie Pride.
Sometimes I want to throw my arms around you. Then I tremble at the thought of giving in, because I know how much it costs to love you, and I'm so afraid of losing you again. Can't win. I'd love to wait up in your arms tomorrow, but I'm so afraid of losing you again. Confession, wanting you would be my greatest sin, but I'm glad that you're no longer my possession, 'cause I'm so afraid of losing you again. Can't win. I'd love to wait up in your arms tomorrow, but I'm so afraid of losing you again. Being close to you revives the sorrow can't win. I'd love to wait up in your arms tomorrow,
so afraid of losing you again. But I'm so afraid of losing you again.
Charlie Pride on the Milk House Show from WRCO Radio. We have winds around 6, and the temperature has continued to drop now. We're down to 11 degrees. That is the morning low so far.
Freight train north to Detroit City. And after all these years, I find that I've just been wasting my time. So I just think I'll take my foolish pride and put it on a southbound freight and ride. Go on back to the loved ones, the ones that I left waiting so far behind.
I wanna go home. I wanna go home.
A country classic there from Mr. Bobby Bear on the Light in the Milk House Show. It is 5:30.
This Farm Market Update from WRCO Radio in Brownfield is sponsored by Aterers of Plain. For great big savings on household goods, egg supplies, milking equipment and service, plus friendly small town convenience. It's Aterers in Plain.
...2024 was a strong year for biodiesel and renewable diesel. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Demand for biodiesel and renewable diesel surged higher in 2024. Jeff Earle with the Clean Fuels Alliance America says states continue to prioritize renewable fuel policies to help grow clean fuel use.
We saw Nebraska become the fourth state to pass a low carbon fuel standard, which is a significant win for our industry. We also saw several other states either expand upon or see the results of their policies that they've passed previously to really show that renewable fuels are growing in their states.
He tells Brownfield the U.S. is on pace to surpass 5 billion gallons of biodiesel and renewable diesel consumption for the first time. A southeast Nebraska farmer has been busy preparing cattle ahead of a potential winter storm this weekend. Logan Brittemeyer farms near Falls City and tells Brownfield.
We're working on getting everyone drove in close off of stock fields, either calved or getting ready to calve, setting up some portable windbreak panels and calf shelters to try to keep everyone out of the weather the best we can and under a closer watch.
He says the primary concern during extreme conditions is ensuring calves have the best opportunity for survival.
We've put up different windbreaks, different places for our cattle, keeping snow out of areas so they can bed down somewhere. That's part of it, having feed stockpiled in the different locations where it's on site versus having to maybe haul stuff in.
Jason Geiser from Chilton, Wisconsin tells Brownfield producers need to keep the calories coming to give cattle the energy they need.
A little fermentation tank built right into them that can really create a lot of heat. So if we do truly get into those extreme cold scenarios, we're making sure that we've got enough forage in front of them that they can continue to chew and digest and basically produce their own heat.
Brady Zuck raises beef cattle near Ladysmith, Wisconsin. He says getting cattle through cold weather spells starts with making sure the animals are in good body condition before winter sets in.
When you see when it snows, there's snow sitting on a cow's back. It means she's in good body condition. She's not losing heat. And if you get them set up right, they can really roll through it pretty well.
The National Weather Service says in addition to snow, much colder air and dangerous wind chills are expected through next week from the Western Corn Belt all the way down to the Delta. An outreach agronomist says farmers should focus on proven agronomic practices during the economic downturn. Stephanie Porter with the Illinois Soybean Association says many farmers are looking at cost-saving measures this coming season.
I guess most importantly, there's a lot of possibly biased agronomy recommendations out there. So we've really been talking through, you know, back to the basics on what to focus on agronomy-wise.
She says increased in-season scouting can also help farmers make more targeted, budget-friendly applications of pesticides and fungicides. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
Consider the big picture of agriculture and the weather outlook with experts Dr. Gary Schnitke and Eric Snodgrass during Compeer Financial's free Crop Insurance Spring Update webinars. Find more details and register at compeer.com. Leave feeling empowered to build a strong risk management plan for whatever the growing season brings. Learn more and register for the January 16th and February 27th webinars at compeer.com.
Planning a timber harvest is not always an easy or simple process. There are many things to consider. Meister Log & Lumber has helped landowners make decisions since 1936. Your trees are an asset to manage on land that's an asset needing the same careful management. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber today. Meister Log & Lumber will help you develop a vision for your timber assets. Call 608-434-4413.
Direct cattle trade was light Thursday and cash hogs were mixed. I'm John Perkins with the Brownfield Livestock Update. CattleCon is headed to San Antonio February 4th through the 6th. Visit convention.ncba.org to get registered and be a part of the cattle and beef industry's largest gathering. Direct cattle business was light yesterday. Trade developed at 195 to 196 live in Texas and Kansas, $2 to $3 higher than last week's weighted average. Asking prices were 196 plus live, with bids at 198 live and 310 dressed in Nebraska and Iowa. Widespread activity in the north is probably going to wait until Friday. The wholesale market is showing some signs of softening, with prices possibly impacting demand. Box beef did close lower yesterday with light movement. Choice is down 74 cents at $3.2348. Select beef was 29 lower at $2.9423. The estimated cattle slaughter of 125,000 head was up 6,000 on the week, but slightly lower than a year ago. In a special value-added sale at the Joplin Regional Stockyards, compared to the regular sale on Monday, there was a firmer undertone. Medium and large number one feeder steers weighing 500 to 600 pounds are reported at 310 to 360. 6 to 7 weight steers sold at 276 to 317. Medium and large number one feeder heifers weighing 5 to 600 pounds range from 280 to 310. 6 to 700 pound heifers brought 261 to 270. Cash hogs were mixed with light to moderate closing negotiated numbers at the major direct markets. Looks like many buyers at those direct markets had the needed near-term numbers in hand, and the higher moves at the Midwest butcher markets could just have been an effort to get ahead of the weather. A severe storm might impact movement starting late this week or early next week. National direct barrels and gilts closed steady with the base price range of $74 to $81 for a weighted average of $80.08, while Iowa Southern Minnesota had no recent comparison with an average of $80.35, and the Western Corn Belt was down 22 cents at $79.86. Dorchester, Wisconsin Butcher Hog Market was up 3 at 55. Garnavillo, Iowa was 8 higher at 60. Illinois Direct Sows were steady at 32 to 44. Barrows and Gilts in Illinois also steady at 46 to 56. Pork closed 98 cents lower at 89.32. Bellies dropped sharply with picnics and hams down while loins, butts, and ribs were higher. The estimated hog slaughter of 489,000 head was down 1,000 on the week and just over 2,000 on the year. You can find us online at brownfieldagnews.com. I'm John Perkins with the Brownfield Livestock Update.
Consider the big picture of agriculture and the weather outlook with experts Dr. Gary Schnitke and Eric Snodgrass during Compeer Financial's free Crop Insurance Spring Update webinars. Find more details and register at compeer.com. Leave feeling empowered to build a strong risk management plan for whatever the growing season brings. Learn more and register for the January 16th and February 27th webinars at compeer.com.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. We have everything you need for all your snow blowing and shoveling needs this winter. Gas and electric snow blowers, single or two stage. Plus we have shovels, ice melt, and Carhartt and Milwaukee clothing to keep you warm while you're playing in the snow. We carry all these and many other products in both our Muscadet and Richland Center stores. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Direct cattle trade Thursday was at 195 to 196 live. Midwest butcher hog markets were $3 to $8 higher. I'm John Perkins with the Brownfield Market Update. Plant your potential and harvest your reality with Stein. Each season brings promise and potential. Turn that potential into reality by planting the best genetics from Stein Seed Company. Stein has yield. Soybeans and corn are up, watching weather in South America. March beans were 1.5 higher at 10.12, and May was up 2.75 at 10.25. March corn was a penny higher at 4.59 1/2, and May was up 1.5 at 4.67 1/4. Live and feeder cattle were higher, watching that direct trade develop. February live was up 2 at 193.60. April was $1.77 higher at 196.05. March feeders were up 3.22 at 266.20. And on spread trade in the higher midday pork, February hogs were down 15 at 81.15. April was 2 lower at 86.55. After that, things firmed up. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
Cover crops are helping growers become sustainable. That's next on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
There never seems to be enough time in the day to get all your farm work done. You're tempted to cut corners, but doing so can put you at risk of injury or worse. I urge you to resist the temptation. Play it safe. So what if it takes a little longer? You'll live to farm another day. Farm safety is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. The more we learn about cover crops, the better they sound. Jacob Kelly works with commercial horticulture for Alabama Extension.
We can reduce soil compaction with some of these crops. We can increase our soil organic matter. We can control erosion, and that's a big one on a lot of these farms. And there's also some weed control as well as nematode control. And they're also scavengers. They can scavenge nitrogen, potassium, and phosphorus from the soil and bring it up to where our crops need to use them.
Kelly says cover crops can even provide pest control benefits.
When we put our insect traps out there to catch these moths, we're catching so many you can't even count them all on the trap. And then we're going out in the field and scouting, and we're not finding very many larvae. We'll find some eggs. The eggs will hatch, but the number of larvae that are out there in the field are very minimal, and that's, I think, partially due to the number of beneficial insects we're bringing in. The parasitic wasp and paper wasps, honeybees, and ladybugs that will destroy any of these unwanted insects before we have to intervene with any insecticides.
Kelly says even tree crops can benefit from cover crops between the rows. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business with slaughter cattle sales every Tuesday morning at 8:30. You can find all types of slaughter steers, heifers, bulls, call cows, and quality baby calves. Don't miss today's cattle sale beginning at 9 a.m. Feeder cattle are in high demand and prices remain steady. For more information on all sales at Bloomington Livestock Exchange, you can go to bloomingtonlivestock.com or call them at 608-994-2020. Every Friday sale, including today's, begins at 9 a.m.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Everyone has their own taste in music, and you mix your playlist to accommodate that. So why can't insurance be that way? I'm Dylan Lewis from Richards Insurance Agency. We can make sure that your home, auto, business, and life insurance is mixed just right for you. That way your playlist doesn't have any unwanted songs. You can reach us at richardsinsure.com so that we can make sure you get the right tune.
Milk prices are up, hay prices are down. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. USDA's Dairy Index for November of 2024 was down 4% from October, but up 12% from November of a year ago. USDA says the November 2024 national average price was $24.20 per hundredweight, up $2.60 from a year ago. The state with the highest all milk price was Georgia at $28.80. The lowest price was in Wisconsin, where farmers received an average of $22.90 per hundredweight. Producers continue to increase the amount of valuable components in their milk. USDA says the national average butterfat test for November was 4.39% compared to 4.31% a year ago. South Dakota herds produced the highest amount of butterfat at 4.74%. USDA says premium and supreme quality alfalfa hay prices are lower than a year ago. The average price for the dairy states of California, Idaho, New York, Texas, and Wisconsin was $235 per ton in November. That's down $1 per ton from the previous month and $36 a ton from November of 2023. The state with the highest cost for premium dairy hay was New York at $315 a ton. The lowest cost was Idaho, where alfalfa sold for $180 per ton. Cash dairy prices were mixed Thursday on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Dry whey prices unchanged at 75 cents, where they'd been for about a week. No sales. 40-pound cheese blocks up a quarter of a cent to 191 and a quarter with one sale. Cheese barrels unchanged to 182 and a half, but no sales. Butter was down a half cent to 254 and a half, 11 sales recorded. Non-fat dry milk down a half cent to 137 with six sales. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. Find more market information online at Brownfield Ag News.
The 2025 Dairy Strong Conference is returning to the KI Convention Center in Green Bay on January 15th and 16th. This is a must-attend event for everyone in dairy. It brings together forward-thinking farmers and ag professionals to tackle the industry's most significant issues today. Leading dairy's path forward, attendees have the chance to hear from inspiring speakers and experts on policy, sustainability, and the future of dairy. Don't miss out. Visit dairystrong.org to reserve your spot today. That's dairystrong.org.
Good morning. The forecast for today calls for a high of 20. It will be partly sunny, breezy, and cold through the day. Northwest winds at 10 to 20. Tonight, partly cloudy to clear and very cold. A low of 4. Saturday, sunshine at times and brisk. A high of 17. Northwest winds at 8 to 15. Saturday night, some high clouds and frigid. A low of 3. Sunday, filtered sunshine and remaining cold. A high of 19. Mixed skies and a bit warmer Monday and 24. Doesn't look like we'll get above the freezing point anytime soon. Right now, east and northeast winds are at 8 miles per hour, and we're hanging out at the overnight lows so far. After a midnight reading of 19, it is 11 degrees. Good morning, friends. This is the Light in the Milk Cow Show, and it's Tuesday, no, Friday. Wait, that holiday has got me all out of sorts.
I used to play around with hearts, hasten at my call. But when I met that little girl, I knew that I would fall for a little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool. Tease me with her carefree devil eyes. She'd hold me close and kiss me, but her heart was full of lies. Poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
I was a fool. Oh yeah.
She told me how she cared for me and that we'd never part. So for the very first time, I gave away my heart. Poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
Poor little fool. I was a fool. Oh yeah.
The next day she was gone, and I knew she lied to me. She left me with a broken heart, won her victory. Poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
Poor little fool. I was a fool. Oh yeah.
Well, I played this game with other hearts, but I never thought I'd see the day when someone else would play love's foolish game with me. Poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
Poor little fool. I was a fool. Oh yeah.
Poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
Poor little fool.
New York is a long way from Texas.
Jeannie C. Riley on WRCO, the Light in the Milk House show for a Friday morning, January 3rd. Well, Tony Schumacher is up and I think he got his little pajamas off with the feet and he's ready to go for the day. He'll bring us some weather and we also have ABC News right around the corner as well as we keep you in touch. Some notes on today, lots of high school games last night, more tonight as well as teams get back to it. And it's going to be a cold snap. No sign of a lot of snow, though, it doesn't appear. There's not snow in the forecast until possibly Thursday, and that's just a slight percentage at this point. Here's Bobby G. Rice. Good morning from WRCO Radio. It is 11 above zero at 6 minutes before six.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
Meyer Oil & LP extends heartfelt holiday greetings to their valued customers. They're proud to be a part of the community and wish everyone peace and happiness in 2025.
Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy are working hard to give you great service. The pharmacists and staff want you to feel good and to feel good about your pharmacy. You can trust Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, where local people who know and care about you are always willing to take the time to answer your questions. Experience the difference, safety, and convenience at Boscobel Pharmacy and the Center Pharmacy on Orange Street in Richland Center.
This is Heather at the Creative Outlet, bringing you a super New Year's sale. Save 50% off on all individual scrapbooking papers until January 4th.
Wagner Auto is your hometown family-owned towing service. When your vehicle needs a tow, they can handle it, no matter the size. Rely on professional 24-hour towing service with reasonable rates, all from the local towing company you can trust. Wagner Auto, 647-3443.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories, too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Where others have their branches, we have our roots.
How's it going this morning? This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, chilly air continues to feed down across the upper Midwest with that flow of high pressure from central Canada. This will keep us on the cool side right into next week, and mainly dry conditions as well. We're experiencing a few snow flurries again over the eastern two-thirds of Wisconsin this morning, and some scattered lake effect snow right up toward Lake Superior, but most of that should be missing us today and tomorrow. Otherwise, temperatures will reach the lowest for tomorrow, then gradually inch upward a bit into Sunday and Monday before a reinforcing cool shot moves in Wednesday. Of course, a major snowstorm will be passing south of Wisconsin going into Sunday into Monday morning. That'll clobber areas from Kansas all the way over toward Ohio with as much as a foot of snow, but around here just a few high clouds from it. The next chance here of a little bit of light accumulation of snow appears to be late next week. That forecast for today, partly sunny, breezy and chilly with a high near 20, northwest wind between 10 and 20 miles an hour, keeping wind chills in the single digits. Partly cloudy to clear tonight, very cold, low near 4 degrees, wind chills as low as 5 to 10 below zero. Tomorrow sunny or partly cloudy and brisk with a high of 17, northwest wind 8 to 15 miles an hour. Saturday night, some high clouds, low near 3. Sunday, filtered sunshine, remaining cold at the high of 19 degrees. North wind up to 10. Heading into Monday, mixed skies and a touch warmer, low 10, high 24. Tuesday, partly sunny and cool, low 10 degrees, high 21. Wednesday, some sunshine and colder, high 16. And Thursday, increasing clouds, chance of some snow showers by late evening, high near 20. You have a great morning out there. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
The Richland County Bank knows convenience and security are very important to everyone today. Richland County Bank customers enjoy both with Bill Pay with Richland County Bank Online. You have immediate access to your account information 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at your convenience at your home or office. It's simple and it's secure and there is no monthly fee. It's free. Bill Pay allows you to schedule future or recurring payments, have complete online access to bill payment history, and receive a confirmation number at the end of each transaction as your receipt. To apply for Bill Pay, visit Richland County Bank at 195 West Court Street, Richland Center, or call 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. You can learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Richland County.
Right now, it is 11 degrees. The bottom has fallen out after a midnight reading of 19. Yesterday's high was 26 degrees. The record high for January 3rd goes way back to 1897 at 57. The record low, 23 below zero in 1887. Last year's high, 36, while the low was 31. Sunset will happen at 4:38 this afternoon. This morning, sunrise right around 7:34. East to northeast winds around 8 miles per hour, making that feels like reading a little below zero this morning. The barometer is at 30.24. No precipitation today. And again, in Richland Center, we're at our overnight low. So far, it is 11.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Working hard to be sure every customer is treated correctly the first time.
This is WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. ABC News at 6 is sponsored by Stafford Funeral Home and the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home, caring for all faiths. By the Homesteader Store, passionately committed to providing customers with the highest quality products, most innovative solutions, and services delivered with integrity and professionalism. And by Whitaker's Market, the destination grocery for bargain hunters in Hillsboro.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Familiar sounds returning to Bourbon Street in New Orleans. It reopened Thursday amid tighter security as the investigation into Wednesday's truck attack continues. FBI Assistant Deputy Director Christopher Reyes said the attacker, who killed 14 people, was inspired by ISIS.
We do not.